Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Julie or Joyce?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay, Joyce.
Yes,
okay, ma'am. Joyce, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I have some charges on the credit, on my debit card coming out of this account or coming from this company, and I don't know what it's for.
All right, may I have the zip code that's associated with that account, please?
48708.
Give me 1 second, please. And the first and last name, first and last name associated with this account?
Antonio Montoya.
And for security purposes, may I have the zip code?
48708.
I'm sorry, for security purposes, and may I have the address associated with that account, please?
517 South Van Buren, Bay City, Michigan.
All right. I do see back on January the 28th, you, smartwatch, did you ever remember ordering a, or signing up for a free gift of a smartwatch? You did a bundle on it. You got the warranty and the watch itself. You paid $4.99 prior to shipping on it, express shipping?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what it did is, okay. All right, this was a welcoming gift for joining the Factor Direct Savings Store.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, ma'am. And once you receive the gift, you it charged you 40, within the 48 hours, it charged you the full price of the item that you received. So it charged you within 48 hours, $54.97 for the full price of the item.
Within 48 hours, if we did not dispute, or what?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It charged you $54.97 for the Factory Direct Savings Club.
Oh.
Yes,
there,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We did, because it was a watch you ordered online or something back in January, and they send it to you for $4.99, and then he never received any watch or anything.
I haven't ordered any watches.
He didn't order any watches.
Okay. It was, it looks like it was a smartwatch warranty bundle, and you paid the $4.99 priority shipping of it.
It was a smartwatch priority? No. No? No, he didn't order that.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Okay.
And
do you ever...
He didn't get no watch either.
Okay. Do you ever remember maybe doing a survey where it said you would have to pay maybe $4.99, $5, maybe $6 for a welcoming gift? For the
do
joining
a
factory?
Did you ever do a survey that said $4.99?
Nothing.
Nope.
I don't do that kind of
he
stuff.
He doesn't do that on his watch, on his phone, or anything.
Okay. Is there anyone in the household that could have done this?
Nobody has asked. It's only me and my husband, and he has that.
We're senior citizens, retired.
Retired senior citizens. We don't do that sort of stuff.
And okay.
Nobody has our account number.
Okay. Give me one hold. Let me place you on a brief. Hold, let me research this for you, okay?
Okay, all right. It's something, it's a survey you did, something on another phone hunt. And it was going to be like a smartwatch. And then that, and if you didn't respond within, they charge you this. And if you didn't respond within 48 hours, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
It's the same thing.
I didn't do nothing like that. Something on my number. I better cancel. I got hacked. You don't need that. Okay. I want to see my trust.
Alrighty, ma'am. Thank you for holding. Now, we do take fraud very seriously. If you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, we will actually try to locate it, see what someone got a hold to your address, your billing address, your information, and we will turn it over to the local authorities. So I want to make sure that you don't remember ever doing any kind of survey to actually receive this item.
He doesn't have time to do that.
Okay,
he,
ma'am.
He never does that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Give and me. I don't know how. Yeah.
All right. Let me place
you
on a brief hold, ma'am.
I'll tell you something, ma'am. I'll tell you something else. We do have, like, mail disruption. Like, we don't get our mail the way we're supposed to. We get somebody else's mail on 517 Madison, and then we get their mail. They get our mail and stuff. It could have been something like that, but how they got a hold of our account number or our address, you know,
okay.
That's how they could have gotten our address, but our account number, I don't know how.
Okay. It does not come in the U.S. postal mail. It will actually be sent to you via an email. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he does not do this kind of work. I mean, that this kind of stuff on the phone. Because I know it's very tricky and very, a lot of times I don't even accept email because I do not like to go through all the emails that
Now, I do have an email and an account for him, and let me verify this is the email. It's Antonio.
Okay.
It's Antonio, and it's MONTOYA51 at yahoo.com. Is that his email?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if you hold for one moment, ma'am, I'll transfer you to our fraud department, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you, and I'm getting ready to transfer you to the fraud department. You'll hear a brief hold. Thank you for calling customer service, and y'all have a great day, okay?
Thank you very much for your help.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, it's some survey you did. You did, hon. Because I don't know when, but you did it because getting into to name your address, your phone number, and your email address. It's all, you just repeated it to me. Did Ed get on this trip?
No, sir, te lo hola. He said, Mike, I don't even know what he's doing out there. Because I wanted to send him out there.
Mike?
Or who? He's got to drive me to Mars. He said, I'm not sending you out today, but no way he's going to send you out there.
Oh.
A lot of Ed. Called Ed Laverty.
Calling Ed Laverty. Home.
Did you make the run?
To where?
To Bowling Green?
Yes.